This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Searchers in the U.S. are still working on Sunday to find more than 150 missing residents amid the rubble of a Florida condo building that collapsed 3 days ago as questions are raised about the tower's structural integrity. Miami-Dade's mayor says the death toll rose to 5 on Saturday after emergency workers found a victim in their search of the site in Surfside, a shore town near Miami. Workers also found some human remains. 3 other victims were identified and their family members notified, according to the mayor. Officials say there is still hope some of the 156 people unaccounted for might be alive. Aided by dogs, infrared scanning, and heavy equipment, rescuers hope that people can survive in air pockets that may have formed in the debris. But a 2018 report shows that an engineer found evidence of major structural damage beneath the pool deck and concrete deterioration in the underground parking garage of the 12-story oceanfront condominium. The report released by town officials was produced for the condo board in preparation for what was supposed to be a major repair project. It's not clear whether the damage described in the report was connected to Thursday's collapse. North Korean state media showed video of an unidentified Pyongyang resident saying everyone in the country is heartbroken over leader Kim Jong-un's apparent weight loss. The rare public comment on Kim's health on tightly controlled state media comes after foreign analysts noted in early June the autocratic leader, who is believed to be 37, appeared to have lost a noticeable amount of weight. The broadcast did not provide any details on what has led to the weight loss. Given Kim's tight grip on power in North Korea and the uncertainty over any plans for a successor, his health is closely watched. This is VOA News.